Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
A very early morning podcast, 9 o'clock California time, 10 o'clock Arizona time.
Not early for me.
Some of us went to Disneyland yesterday and are tired. So we're here to discuss season 4, episode 9, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving IV, what is that in Roman numerals?
Four.
Thanksgiving four then. First we'll start with a feeling stick, Heather.
Okay, I'm going to be quick on my feeling sticks because we have a lot to unpack on this episode. But I will say, oh my gosh, I wish I could give a million honey roasts. I love this episode, love everything about it. And they redeem themselves from the worst episode of Thanksgiving ever last year. And also, it's come to my attention that I mentioned Abbott Elementary on this podcast.
I don't know why you're saying that, like it's a question, but okay.
And I'm obsessed with that show, but I'm not going to say anything about it in this podcast today. And I want you guys to know why. It's not because I don't love it. It's because it wasn't on last week.
Okay, Joe.
So I'm not dissing it. There was some presidential thing on.
Joe.
No feeling stick this week.
Okay, I have a few things. The first is that we will not have a podcast next week. Yes, Heather's fine. She's dealing with it. I want to thank Joe because he does own the three Baskin Robbins ice cream stores and works so hard and has crazy hours and still finds a way to meet us on Zoom. He could have said, look, I can't do the podcast anymore, guys. But he also knows he's the fan favorite. So that's what's been keeping him going.
You're the best, Joe.
So we're going to take a break just so when Joe comes to visit, we can really bank some episodes and bring back a little better audio quality and what I think is a better dynamic in person, but we've gotten better on Zoom. So we'll miss you next week, but we'll be back after that. We also want to talk about how Ralph Ahn, who plays Tran, passed away. We'd already recorded our podcast last week when that news broke. So that's why we didn't say anything. Obviously, first of all, like five people messaged us. Like, is Heather okay?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you guys.
So that's very thoughtful that you guys pay attention to how much she likes Tran and that she's a sensitive person. Not in a bad way. Like just
have. I take it as a compliment.
And I just wanted to say real quick that I don't remember why, but I had to go back to one of our old episodes to look for something. The audio was so comically bad. If you've made it this far, I just want to say thank you again, because I don't understand how you got through it. And we appreciate you guys sticking with us.
On Zoom?
In general, but on Zoom in particular.
Okay.
Okay, so that brings us to the Netflix description of this episode. With everyone single at Thanksgiving, Schmidt introduces Bangsgiving for each person to bring a friend to sleep with another friend. Super problematic and weird. Joe, what's your Joeflix description?
On this one?
Yes, Joe, on this episode, please. I don't... They just did it for
people. I would say that this one has to do with setups.
Yes, it does.
Right, but you have to make a Joeflix description.
One of your little
set lines. It up. Oh my
God. Okay.
Oh, instead of set it up.
Joeflix, because Joe makes it mysterious. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna go on Netflix on that one.
Well, set it up can have several meanings in the show. Like, everyone had to be set up with someone.
Yeah.
Set it up is the show, is the plots of the show. There's a lot of setting it up, and we'll explain it as we go through.
Will we? Okay.
Fun. Okay.
This is another one of those moments I desperately wish we posted videos, because Joe's hair right now is phenomenal. Okay. Guest stars from this episode include Greta Lee, who plays Kai, Allison Becker, who plays Pearl, Megan Falcon, who plays Lucy, and Alex Marshall Brown, who's Pepper. We have no time to get into what other shows they've been in because this episode has too many scenes, so I'm going to move right on. Two are in the loft, and Schmidt is in a pilgrim hat, which Heather made me think of This Is Us.
Yes, it reminded me of my pilgrim suit. Have you ever seen me in that?
Thankfully, no. Everyone's making fun of the hat, and he said, I warned you guys that winter was coming. Well, winter is here, and this year we're not having Thanksgiving, we're having Bangsgiving, and everyone has to pull a name and bring a date for that person. I have no problem with that. It's that he insists everyone has to sleep with that person upon meeting them. I have a problem with Heather.
I have a problem with that too, but I like the way he opens it. Friends, ex-girlfriend, Winston.
Poor Winston.
Winston just sits there, doesn't even flinch.
No. So
Nick also says, your plan sounds kidnappy.
Yes.
Because it kept on.
And someone asked Winston if it's legal.
Oh,
we
do.
He's like, it's a gray area, because Schmidt says something like he's gonna lock the door and no one can leave, or something like, you know, like he's at the point where they say it's kidnappy. So everyone picks names, and we can tell by Schmidt's face that he picks Cece, and so can she. And she says, oh no, you picked me. Let me guess, you're gonna set me up with yourself. Now we're in a new scene where we find out that, well, I don't even know if we're in a new scene. This was hard because the scene doesn't ever change.
Just remember, Winston's got into feet lately.
Yeah, so weird.
Yeah.
There are a lot of funny lines I didn't write down because it was hard to keep up with. And it has no scene. It's just ongoing in the same room. Yeah. So Jess picks Winston. And oh, yeah, so we're at the party on Thanksgiving. Jess picks Winston and she brings Pearl. And Winston has his police badge pinned to his sports coat. Oh. Make sure everyone knows he's a police officer. And we find out in a minute that Pearl is a, quote, lunch lady at the school. Winston gets coached. So he brings Pepper, who is a super, super fit, very muscular female. Cece brings Lucy for Schmidt because he asked her to. And we'll find out more about that in a minute. Jeff, who Schmidt brought for Cece, is not there yet, which we all think is kind of suspect. And Coach... Right. Got Jess, so he brought Ryan.
School,
to which, when he walks in, she says, I can't look at him without getting pregnant. And I love what she says. He just oozes sex, and he's like, I brought biscuits.
But Nick brought the best guest of all.
Yes, and Nick drew himself, so he brought him.
Trent. I lost my mind.
Weird timing for us, because other than the introduction of Tran, I feel like this is the best Tran episode.
Oh, I agree.
So it's just weird how that worked out.
It's like the most we ever get of Tran in one episode.
That's true.
Yeah.
I like how Schmidt says, he spells Jeff with a G, so you know he comes from money.
Yes.
When Coach says to Winston, if I unzipped you, an old white woman would come out.
And someone said, I wouldn't be surprised at all. And Nick goes, I'd be very surprised.
He did.
Something like that. Like, well, that would be weird. Okay.
And then Nick's talking to Tran about alligators.
Yeah. I mean, we're all getting ahead of and behind ourselves. But yes, Joe?
And then Nick, when he finds out Schmidt invited his gym crush, he's like, I'll show you I know about her. So he walks up to her and he goes, so, do you still like popcorn? and she goes, yeah, I think so. He goes, see, I know all her foods.
Right. So to jump in front of that, we find out that Nick and Schmidt are in an argument because Nick dated Lucy, I don't know, like a year ago or 2 years ago. And Schmidt says it's okay because it's past the 1,000 shower rule. And Nick's like, if you think I've showered 1,000 times and said you're crazy.
I was dying.
So funny. Who comes up with this stuff? I wish I was more clever. I don't know when that happens, but to prove that he still knows things about Lucy, he does ask her if she still likes popcorn. So Jess and Ryan are talking, and he said he didn't realize this was a singles party. Yes, Heather?
And also, Tran brought Thailand Monopoly.
He did.
What a great guess.
Right. And he brought some sort of food, I think, too, or alcohol.
I think he brought some beers.
Yeah, too much to write down. So Jess and Ryan are talking. She brings Ryan into her room. She's like, this can't happen. We can't be together. I'm your boss. And one of the dresses on her button comes unbuttoned alone while they're talking without touching it. By the time the conversation's over, both buttons are undone, because that's, I guess, how sexy Ryan is. And she's made like a hard, like, no, we can't hook up. Let's just, you know, stay separate at the party. So Schmidt calls an emergency roommate meeting on the roof because Bangsgiving is in peril. And that is so weird because every host of the party is gone, leaving a total group of random strangers in the room together. So he's like, what's the problem? Everyone's arguing over who they got as their pick. Cece's like, at least you guys have a pick. Mine's imaginary. And Winston says, Jeff is late because a wild peacock got loose on the freeway and is holding up traffic, which sounds totally fake.
Right.
And then everyone votes that it is okay for Schmidt to hook up with Lucy, or they don't vote in Nick's favor. And then everyone votes that Jess should hook up with Ryan, and it suggested she just get it out of her system and hook up with him so that she can move on from her crush. They all vote yes, except for, if you notice, you can't actually see Nick in that scene. So no one knows how Nick voted. So Schmidt and Lucy are talking and flirting, and Nick desperately attempts to flirt with Cece, which is a hot mess. But before we get more into that scenario, Jess texts Ryan to come into her room, where she is only wearing an apron and mittens for some reason, and explains her theory. And he gets really upset because he's like, no, I care about you. I'm crazy about you. I don't want to just hook up with you once. Like, you know, I really feel like I want to date you, basically. And he leaves, and she tries to run after him, but the group's outside and she remembers she's naked. So she has to go back in her room.
And I want to note that scene because she walks back into the room and says, freaking Thanksgiving.
Yes, she does. Like, it's a thing. So Winston is not talking to his date because she's a lunch lady. Nick says to Cece, oh, you know that $20 I owe you? It's in my bedroom. And when they're walking towards the bedroom, Lucy says to Schmidt, you're really sexy for a drill. He's like, not now, woman. Wait, what? Then Pepper throws Coach on the floor when he approaches her, quote, blind side. And Nick is making sex noises in the room with Cece while pretending to look for her money. And she just seems very not amused. And that's when Schmidt runs in and they talk about how Cece's on the never list. So he knew it wasn't happening, but he was mad. They ask him why he brought Tran, him being Nick. And he's only been hooking up with terrible women and feels awful. And he's afraid. Well, as Cece points out to him, he's afraid of getting hurt. And that's why he's not choosing better people. That was hard to explain. I didn't do a good job.
And Cece's like, you guys aren't even fighting.
Yeah, you guys are barely fighting.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Winston tells.
Love the scene. Love it.
What?
I love the scene of Winnie B.
Oh, when he's talking about the lunch lady?
Yeah.
Lunch, I don't know. Monitor. I thought that was weird.
What?
I thought it was weird.
The way he scoops out the fork.
Oh, okay. No, that was funny. Yeah.
And then she says, I died in the scene. She says, I want to be called a lunch monitor, not a lunch lady. And he goes, oh, like how I can't call little people shrinkies.
What was that? It was so weird. And she doesn't even really get two-faced. She's like, okay. So Winston tells a traumatic story about being embarrassed by a lunch lady. And, you know, I guess that's why he was thrown off. I don't know. I thought that part was random. Jess and Nick are on the roof. And he says, so I saw your butt earlier. It's holding up nicely. And she's like, it does the trick. They say that Ryan left. And Jess points out again, it's against the rules. And that brings up the Ferris Bueller debate, where Jess takes the side of the principal in Ferris Bueller, which I guess most people don't. I've never seen the whole film, so I don't know. And he says, this isn't about the rules. This is about you being scared and putting yourself out there, and tries to pass off a Ferris Bueller's quote as his own, but Jess catches him. Then Jess goes to Ryan's, which, by the way, is Dr. Sam's apartment. So that's
it
weird.
Is?
Yes. The door, terrible. Shot of her looking out at the street. I was like, we've been here before. she brings him a pie tin that has no pie in it because she ate it all. And she wants more too. And she wants to leave so they could take it slow. But he kisses her and like, no, it's Thanksgiving, so you better come in.
She tried to blame the pie on the guys, though. She's like, yeah, they had a piece on the way over. Or no, they had a piece. And then she, all right, that's a lie. I had a piece. And then
Three pieces.
This is totally empty. He goes, all right, I ate the whole pie.
And I was like, how'd she even on the right over? I mean, there's a cab in the back of the shop, but like with her hands, like, and she's all perfect still. And anyway.
Yeah.
So Nick is gonna try to stop being afraid and start dating. He tells Tran, and if only he can meet someone like him, just Tran in a dress, basically.
His face, his mind in a dress.
Yeah, his face.
Oh, I was dying. That's what we all want.
So well, he gets
not exactly.
What the heck? I like how Nick goes, Tran, what's up with all the beer bottles? I thought you were switching to white wine.
Exactly. When he knocks them all over.
You're not driving home.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're not driving home. And that's when eventually the granddaughter comes over. And so obviously you can see there's a spark and it's like, you know, Tran, but a girl and related to Tran. So perfect. But I love how Tran's like basically drunk on the couch. Nick answers the door and he turns around and Tran's in his coat, in his hat, standing, smiling, looking not drunk.
Tran is a man of mystery. And I like how she says that. She's like, are you the guy obsessed with my grandfather?
Yeah. So yeah, like believable, but a little odd.
Yeah.
So Coach is on the roof and he apologizes to Pepper. And that's when she challenges him to arm wrestling and Pepper lets him win basically in order for him to feel okay being attracted to her, and they kiss. Schmidt is saying that Lucy left and she's a bit of an anti-Semite. And I just noticed I spelled Jeff wrong. I spelled it with a J in my notes. And Cece says there's no Jeff, you know, obviously, and that she has Schmidt on her never list too. He goes to get them some drinks. And that's when Jeff, who is very handsome, perfect for Cece, seems like a nice guy, come in and says he hit a peacock on the way over and she pretends to not know English and push him out. Heather, thought.
On her pretending to not know English?
Yeah, because you love scenes with them and Schmidt. She obviously kicked him out so she could be with Schmidt.
Oh, I was like, when I watched it, I mean, I liked that, but I was too busy laughing at the whole peacock concept.
Okay. Coach, that sounds like something that Joe would say too. I could just see, like, to the birth of her child, we were almost late and the child was still inside me as I was a passenger in Joe's car. Or Joe's not late anymore, but he used to be really late and have like a lot of crazy excuses. And I was like, oh, I could just see Joe be like, there's a peacock on the freeway. It's crazy. I'm gonna be late. So Coach and Pepper are doing push-ups in his room. Tran is getting in the elevator, but the granddaughter is giving her phone number to Nick. Ooh. Winston is with Pearl with the oven mitts and Jess's apron. His oven mitts have been through a lot that day. Cece and Schmidt are playing what looks like Monopoly, regular American Monopoly. And Jess and Ryan are watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where she's still cheering for the principal because that's her people. And that is an episode, again, a favorite because holiday, everyone in the same room. So we'll start with Jess' look. I mean, she really-
Everyone in the same room, but so much.
And the roof. And yeah, so much.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
But that brings us. I just want to say one thing about Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was hilarious when Jess says, it's a shingles party. Of all roofers.
So we'll go into Jess' look. And oh, you know what I wanted to say? Is this the episode where Nick's talking about Tran and he says he fought in the Korean War? I mean, I don't know which side.
Oh, I was dying.
Okay, so Jess' look, she's only in a few things this episode. I do love the Thanksgiving dress, but my God, did I love her hair with the braid and the bangs parted down the middle. I thought this was a 10 out of 10 for Jess' hair, makeup, outfit episode. Whoa. Yeah, really big fan. Joe?
I think the best one was the apron.
That I had a feeling.
Time. Yeah, nice catch, Joe.
But let me tell you why, though. Not for the obvious, obviously. No, that's but why. I'm saying that the way they, again, they take a tense situation or what could be a sexual tension situation and turn it hilarious. Cause she's like, even when she says like the line, oh, well, it's Thanksgiving. So I figured you need some meat, some white meat or I got the white meat and you bring the gravy.
Yeah.
and then he's like, the gloves aren't working. The aprons aren't working. Yeah. They're not working. This was a bad idea.
The oven mitts.
Yeah. The oven mitts. So I thought the way they used the outfit was more hilarious than the actual outfit itself.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. Heather?
You know, it's funny, you and I totally differ on this. The velvet dress, first of all, I wasn't crazy about it. Mm-hmm. And that's A. And two, I didn't think it was appropriate for Thanksgiving. What? Or should I say Thanksgiving? It's too dressy.
She's the host.
Well, that's true.
You should always be a little bit more dressed up if you're the host.
Yeah, that's very, very true. But I was expecting her, because she's just to have like a sequin sweater with pilgrims.
I don't know how many Thanksgiving episodes you're going to be upset that she's not wearing something with pilgrims or turkeys on it.
Have I said that?
Yeah. Or like a Christmas. You're like, she should have been wearing a dress that has like a package. Like, she's not that bad.
Well, I remember I got upset on Cece's birthday. Because I thought she should have had like a birthday cake. So there's that. The braid on the hair, I liked it. And I thought it was Thanksgiving-y. So I'll use that as just look.
Okay. Best dress, I'm obviously giving to Jess after my speech. Heather, who's your best dressed? Tran?
Oh, I thought we'd all, no. I thought we'd all have the same one. Winnie B. Okay, because first we have the plaid shirt, which is really handsome, first scene.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have the blazer with the policeman pin, which was absolutely hilarious. Remember, you guys, the policeman pin?
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just, that was hilarious. And then
just talk about it.
The end. The apron.
Yeah, with the mittens.
Yeah, so it's Winnie B.
Yeah, okay, good. Joe, best dressed?
Well, I mean, Jess to me was the best dressed, but nothing else stands out besides the apron.
Okay.
Okay.
So favorite Schmidt moment, mine was the pilgrim's hat that he had to put the hat on just to do the presentation about Thanksgiving. And then we find out he's been talking about it for 2 weeks anyway, and his level of enthusiasm, although the concept I do find still problematic a little bit. I really appreciated that. I definitely feel like coming up with Thanksgiving is a jar moment, but there are none for this episode. Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
I would say, it has to be his speeches. When he's trying to sell Thanksgiving, it's hilarious. He's like, I can't have a flashback to my Uzama or whatever it was when he was little. And he has to call like a roof. He has to call like a roof intervention.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Nobody's playing by the rules here. This ain't right.
But he treats it like a job.
Yeah. It was like, it was more of a chore to get Thanksgiving done than just to have a good time being together.
Right. Heather, favorite Schmidt moment?
Well, there's so many. But one, first of all, if Winnie's wardrobe hadn't been so good, I definitely would have given the pilgrim hat.
Yeah.
So there's that. But also one line that no one mentioned that I thought was really funny is when he says to Cece, this must be a bittersweet holiday for you. And she goes, wrong kind of Indian.
So funny. So ridiculous.
This show is not PC.
No, it wouldn't. Some of the jokes wouldn't fly now for sure.
No.
That brings us to favorite or funniest moments overall. Mine is the whole Tran, a girl like you, knock over the beers, Kai at the door, and then Tran magically being ready right behind Nick. Tran is so magical. Heather, what is your favorite or funniest moment from this episode?
Samesies. I put everything involving Tran.
It was good. And you just take out all the Tran scenes. They're great.
So good. So Tran's amazing.
He is. Joe?
And for the honey roast war?
Nope. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you where we're at in the podcast.
Talking about best dressed, and now we're into what?
Actually, we just did favorite Schmidt moment, and then we moved on to favorite funniest moment overall, like we do every time for the last 2 years. If you have Jill gets frustrated with Joe on your bingo, go ahead and check it off.
No, in Joe's defense, I did re-bring up best dressed because of the pilgrim hat.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is Joe. Yeah. So favorite funniest.
Overall, I mean, I would say it would have to, again, the scene where Schmidt's trying to sell Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to add, though, as if if I wasn't such a huge Tran fan, and if it hadn't been so amazing, I would have had to give my favorite funniest moment to where Winston says, I can't call little people shrinkies.
Yeah. So that brings us to Honey Roast Award. We don't even need to ask Heather, so we'll skip her. Just kidding. Heather, is yours Tran?
It's Tran. But if Tran hadn't been in the episode, I would have given it to the set directors because I liked that there was Thanksgiving decorations, but they weren't overpowering.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine was also Tran for obvious reasons. Joe, now it's Honey Roast.
So Honey Roast for this show, I think it has to be Jess.
Mm. Oh!
Yeah, because she's always juggling a bunch of things, especially when it comes to Nick. And her love life.
That's good. Okay. Did anyone
a lot of sympathy to people who go through a lot.
Yeah.
Did anyone catch a bear?
No.
I did notice on the internet, some people have pointed out in some older episodes, like they'll mention being barefoot or like barely, like words that the bear sound is in, but don't mean like an actual physical animal or stuffed animal that's a bear. And I was like, oh, I was never looking for those, but I'm not going to go back and try to find them. So
people are observant.
Yeah, very. So that brings us to discussion questions. And this is what I was hoping we would have time for. I kind of wanted to just go through everybody's choices and how actually really thoughtful they were. So if you start with whoever picked Coach's date, was that Winston? Yeah, Winston picked Coach's date. Coach is into fitness, working out. I thought that was a good match. Obviously, Jess's was a good match, even though it was kind of mean because Coach knew she was trying to stay away from him. Winston's was whatever. I mean, she was like a cute lady, you know, that they were both nice and that seemed to make sense. And Schmidt's was very thoughtful for Cece. Schmidt picked his own. It was a control freak. And Nick picked his own. And, you know, obviously it was a good choice because it was Tran. So I just thought it was nice to see. I mean, it's a weird episode, but it's nice to see they all care about each other so much that they took it serious and did a good job. But also Schmidt was being kind of crazy about it. So not a lot of choices. Would you agree?
Oh, if we agree.
Yeah.
I think Coach's choice was actually brilliant because sometimes, and this has happened to me twice, and both times I was grateful. Sometimes you like someone, but for whatever reason, you're not, it's like, feel like it can't happen or whatever. So it takes a really good friend to be like, you guys are perfect. I'm smushing you together.
Smushing.
Yeah.
Joe, so did you feel like everyone chose a good date for everyone else in this episode?
Yeah, I think the twist of the lunch lady was hilarious.
You mean Winston's traumatic lunch lady experience?
Yeah. Well, just because, like, leave it up to Jess to invite the lunch lady from her school.
Yeah.
You know, not like another teacher or...
I mean, doesn't matter, though.
No, but I'm just saying, it's always like a random, like, just...
Weird, quirky.
Yeah, like, Jess gets along with everyone. Like, I can see her whole circle of friends is everyone from, you know, from janitors to principals to teachers, and then she picks the lunch lady.
Yeah. And their question was specifically to Joe, is the rule about hooking up with someone your friend has hooked up with 1,000 showers?
Like, that's 3 years of showers.
Well, it depends on how often you shower, actually.
Or Nick, it could be 3.5-4 years. But I don't know about 1,000, you know. I don't know if there's term of limitation or statute of limitations. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever done that with my friends, but a statute of limitations. You know, usually when someone moves on to another relationship, that's your statute of limitations. Like, because you're over that previous person, because now you're in a new relationship. So what's it matter about the old person?
That's shocking to me. I wouldn't want any of my friends marrying you now just because we're not married.
Yeah, that's
that would be really weird.
We're talking marriage, though. We're talking marriage. This wasn't marriage. Nick wasn't married to her.
Okay, if I had So let's apply it to one of my ex-boyfriends. I wouldn't want one of my friends that I dated for a long time. Nikolai dated her for 2 months. It sounded like he was just worked up about it, I think. But yeah. I guess it just is a case-by-case situation is the answer.
Yeah. And generally your friends usually won't go out with your ex-girlfriends because like all my friends were always friends with girlfriends or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you already have that friends dynamic. So I don't know. But it's definitely not 1,000 showers.
Okay. We can say that safely. We don't apply the amount of showers.
And if you're a compulsive showerer, it would go a lot faster. Some days I take 3 showers.
I'll take a shower just because I'm cold.
Like showers are fun. They're fun and relaxing.
Heather, we're almost out of time. So do you have one question? Oh.
We're almost out of time?
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Oh my gosh, it goes too fast. Okay, gosh, I have several. I'll go with something simple. Is it wise of Nick to possibly date Tran's granddaughter, given how precious his friendship with Tran is to him?
In theory, no. But how could you resist? I mean, he loves Tran.
Oh, okay.
It's a Tran relative. He probably wants to be related to Tran. Joe, what's your answer?
In terms of what?
In terms of Heather's question she just asked.
We got to repeat it again.
Is it wise of Nick to date Tran's granddaughter, considering how close he is to Tran? We only have a couple minutes.
That's a great question. So,
thank you.
I think it would be great because, first of all, you'd have a conversation because there's no real conversation with Tran. It's kind of one-sided. But I think it is, unless it would end badly, which all of Nick's relationships end at, some point.
So pretty maybe
right.
Yeah,
maybe it's not a good idea. But I think because he likes Tran so much and has so much respect for Tran, he would treat the granddaughter really nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good insight. I like Heather? That. It's kind of like Joe said, it could go either way, but normally I would just say no, like bad idea, don't do it because that relationship is so special.
Yeah.
But only because as a viewer though, he just said he wants Tran an address. How could he not? Like I was excited when he got her number. So it's tricky. Be careful, Nick.
One thing that at the end of the episode, when he opens the door and sees Tran's granddaughter, when he turns around, Tran is smiling ear to ear.
Yes, he is.
And like it was his plan all along.
I don't know if he's doing it because he's so hammered after drinking 71 beers, or he's happy because, this is why he got drunk and needed a DD.
because Tran's all knowing. I think that he brought the Korean beers to drink the Korean beers. So his granddaughter had to pick him up because he knew that Nick needed somebody nice to date that wasn't like these other girls. And I didn't know I thought that till you said that, Joe. Well done. You didn't say much this episode and you weren't really paying attention, but you made up for it with that comment. That was brilliant.
But what you did say was profound. And you know what Tran could have done? You guys, because he's so smart, when no one was paying attention, he could have, because he didn't seem drunk, he could have gone around and collected empty beer bottles. That's what I think.
Those were the Korean beers he brought, I think.
I think it was a mix of beers.
Maybe. But regardless, Tran's smarter than all of us.
Even if he switched to white wine, he still shouldn't be driving.
I know. I was like, why would switching to white wine make this situation better? Anyways, we're about to run out of time, so thank you guys so much.
Joe, didn't get a discussion question.
I'm sorry, Joe. We only have 2 minutes. You have like a yes or no discussion question?
No discussion today.
Okay. Thank you for that because it would have made it hard to edit when it just cut us out in the middle of talking. So we'll see you guys not next week, taking next week off, but the next week with a series of in-person podcasts where I won't be as wound up about time. Thanks so much. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye,
everybody.